Hello and welcome to Dial a Dilemma with me, Jules Von Hepp. This is the Agony Aunt podcast that's all about you. Literally. Each week I'm joined by an amazing guest unpacking your dilemmas, offering some form of advice. A total disclaimer, this is very much not professional advice. Sure, I've lived a fruitful, eventful, and slightly sideways life. While some of my guests might be qualified life coaches or therapists, darling, I am not. And the advice given here may or may not help you on your journey, but might steer you in a direction you potentially won't have thought of. On today's episode of Dial a Dilemma, we have one of my, just my top tier besties, Stacey Dooley. Oh my goodness, welcome.
Listen, I am so delighted to be here. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled with the setup. I'm thrilled with the situation. I'm thrilled with the phones. I'm raring to go, Jules, my angel.
I obviously know the answer to this and I feel like the world does, but what's your current relationship status and where are you living?
I am very dull at the moment. I've sort of tipped into, I'm in that sort of middle-age territory where I sort of can't leave the house after 5 o'clock. My boyfriend, Kevin, who is fantastic. We've got a little girl, Minnie. So now the whole world revolves around our daughter Minnie, and we've just moved up north.
I love this.
Everything's lovely.
A southerner up north.
That's it. And I'm annoying myself. I was just saying to the guys, when I get the train back into London, I'm that woman now that used to live down here, but has got the aunt with everyone and everything. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. I get off at Euston. Oh, there's so much litter in London. Oh, there's so many cigarettes in London. Oh, I could do without the crowds. You could do without the crowds, couldn't you, Kev?
You could say that you are living a dilemma.
I am living Life's difficult. Life is difficult.
On the confidence barometer,
yeah.
10 being Shakira and She-Wolf.
Fine.
Where would you put yourself?
I would say I'm reasonably confident. I think I certainly feel more secure as the years go on, you know what I mean? I'm quite lucky, sort of external sort of opinions or voices, I'm not really asked too much. And I've always been a bit like that, actually. So yeah, fairly comfy, I think.
When it comes to dating, because yes. Obviously I met you when you just started getting with Kev.
Yes.
I don't actually know. Did you ever go on dating apps or did you do any of that?
I never done the apps.
Yeah.
Right. But because I've been with Kev. Kev and I have been together 5 years. So, and prior to Kev, I was in a relationship for about 4 or 5 years. So I missed that moment, didn't I? But I'd always feel a bit wobbly, the idea of having to do that, because it's quite ruthless, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a jungle out there.
Yeah.
Like, we've got mutual friends who are very much on that app scene.
I feel like they could write the book.
Legit, like some of the tales, I can't quite believe they're telling the truth. you must be fibbing because this is so outrageous.
Thank God you're on this show.
So I've never done the apps, but I live vicariously through my chaotic, brilliant friends.
Who was your dating pinup? Who was the posters on the wall when you were growing up?
Mark had to take that.
Niche.
Yeah.
Niche.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I fucked hard with Mark had to take that. But what's so low is obviously I'm in, you know, sometimes there's...
You are behind the glittery curtain. So I'm guessing, have you met well, soon? No,
but I remember, so I was, this is a long time ago, actually when I was doing Strictly, we were in Blackpool and Take That was doing Blackpool. So they were the act, you know. And I remember thinking, this is my moment. This is my moment to meet Mark from Take That.
This is my moment.
This is my Martine moment.
And so did you play
but
cool?
I didn't meet him, actually. I didn't meet him. I met a couple of the others, but never Mark. But I don't fancy him anymore. But it's funny, isn't it, when you really fancy someone when you're young and then when you grow, you think, oh, no, perhaps we never were meant to be. But... Babe, babe. I'm here again. I'm here again. I tell you, I'm back again.
That's stunning. Every word. Thank you so much for that rendition.
The works.
My pinup was Will Young.
I like the Usher as well. Will Young.
Will Young. And Will Young did Strictly the year after I stopped doing it.
Oh.
And I remember part of me was like, what a near miss. Like, I could have, like, met Will. But there was a moment when I was 16 where I was front row at a Will Young gig and actually hyperventilated when he walked on stage. I don't fancy him at all now.
No, fine.
But I would have licked Will Young's shoe.
Fine.
Like, back in the day, I was so obsessed with him.
What was your man?
But I have no desire to meet him now.
I was like that with Usher at school. It was the 8701 album. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Love that.
Yeah.
Now, this is a weird question because I am your friend. What do you think your friends would describe you? Which Sex and the City star would you be? And it doesn't have to be the four. It can be anyone from Sex and the City.
Fine, okay. Well, obviously everybody wants to be Samantha, because she's so bombastic and so she's the funniest, right? No one really wants to be Carrie because she's a bit self-indulgent.
People do say Carrie.
I really
Yeah, people do say Carrie.
I find. Who would I like to be? I'd like to be Samantha, but I'm not having as much sex as Samantha is.
I was actually thinking about you the other day and I was like, I think you'd be Stanford. Like,
stop! Love that for me.
I think you'd be Stanford. Like, I think you'd be an amazing Stanford, like, in the 90s.
Love that for me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Love that for me. I need to get some chic glasses.
Do you consider yourself a good problem solver?
I'm fairly pragmatic. Do you know what's funny about me, right, is if there's a real situation and it's, you know, the stakes are high, I'm quite sort of methodical. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
Like a hostile environment, I feel quite comfy. Passive confrontation or something a bit arsey, I'm all that sort.
So you like to be in the deep end. You don't like a little surface level.
Correct.
Okay, well, that's great because a lot of today is surface level.
Fine. So I'm going to be completely useless. Okay. I'm so excited about this.
Okay, I think I'm ready for a dilemma.
Fine, me too. Let's go.
Hi Jules, so my dilemma is centred around the dreaded mother-in-law. My partner, his parents and I have had a bit of a frosty year, to say the least. For the first 2 years of our relationship, it was amazing. We had holidays together, outings, dinners and lunches at theirs, all of that jazz. But as of the last 12 months, things have drastically changed. Whilst staying at his parents' house recently, I was in the lounge and his mother was in the kitchen on the phone, just a few feet away from me, and I overheard her saying, well, we've changed our will, and if he's still with her when we pass, he won't have access to his inheritance or any of our assets. My jaw hit the floor. So now I'm in a position where, one, I'm not 100% sure if she was even talking in reference to me, even though I have a pretty good idea that she was. And two, do I or don't I tell my partner? Because if I do, he will hit the roof and it will cause an even bigger rift between the entire family. But if I don't, I've got to sit with this information, essentially knowing that his mother hates me and would rather see her son go without his inheritance than be with me. Regardless, it's absolute insanity. My feelings are hurt, but also I'm hurt for my partner who is an only child and now has to choose between me and his inheritance.
I mean,
it's a lot to dissect there, Jules.
My first initial thought was assassination, I think, could be key.
Yeah.
We've all seen Killing Eve.
It's all at the end.
And I think a black bodysuit and a wall scaling, we could get this sorted in no time.
You've probably got someone that could help you with that as well. My black book.
Oh, yeah. Page 6, just a sec.
Well, what I was thinking...
There's a lot to unpack from this dilemma. And I actually, before we get into like assassination, I do want to say that sounds horrendous.
Yeah, no, actually,
and,
that's
like,
not cool.
Really, really feeling for you because I have had a mother-in-law that doesn't like me. Not my current one. She worships the ground I walk on.
I've met her.
But my previous one loathed me. And
Some people got zero taste.
Yeah, in it. But but I actually feel, really sorry for you that A, you overheard that. B, the inheritance. What is that going on there? What would you tell one of your friends? What's your advice, Daze?
Well, Well, my initial thought was maybe she wasn't talking about her, but then at the end of the call, she said he is an only child. Because I thought, oh, maybe she's referencing his brother or his sister, you know what I mean? Mm. But actually, it's become clear that she probably was talking about her. Oh, it's so tricky, isn't it? I mean...
And so awkward.
Yes, so awkward.
Every time you then see this person. I think, though, like... The fact that their mum is mentioning inheritance and you overheard that, part of me is like, maybe you didn't hear what you thought you heard and maybe it was about something else. I don't know. That it's like such a strong thing to change your will to be... I mean, you sound really nice.
But also, she's not daft though, is she? So she... I don't think she would have... imagined it. What sounds like inheritance?
What sounds like inheritance?
What could she have got confused with?
I actually can't think. I've been racking my brains. I'm like, what does sound like inheritance?
Inheritance.
Inherent? Is that?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Murray Mints. Yeah.
Maybe she was actually referring to Murray Mints.
Well, there you go. And case saying, closed.
You know, yeah. Case closed.
No, on a serious note, I would suggest with these kinds of situations, I know it's like such a cliche, it's such an obvious kind of predictable response, but honesty is the best policy. You know what I mean? You've got to sit him down and just say, look, I feel a bit sort of iffy about even bringing this up, but I've been thinking about it and I just want to be transparent. I think I heard your mum say X, Y, and Z. I know she wouldn't have said it out of malice or spite, but...
She said it out of malice and spite.
But she hates me, so who are you picking?
I think as well, like...
Mother-in-law's
marriage. I think I was... If I overheard my mother-in-law saying that about me, I would just honestly go with, I love my husband so much. He loves me. We don't need your inheritance and that my love is more important. I would go down that route of... Because if...
Shove your money up your ass.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, unless it's a chalet in Val d'Isère, then we have to reassess. Then you can just exit, wait for parentals to snuff it and come back with your Murray Mints.
With the Murray Mints. Or I wonder if she just goes to the mum... direct, you know what I mean? And just says, look.
And pulls the Sonia EastEnders, just slams that door shut. Everwood!
She just says, look, I think I heard you say this. I wonder if we could sort of have a chat. It might not have been... I wasn't sort of purposely listening. I overheard. And then they can have a massive to-do in the kitchen.
This is such a conundrum. And actually... if any of you listening have got anything to say to this, when I post this video, please comment on the video.
They'll know more than us.
Yeah, reach out. Some of you might actually have been in a similar situation yourselves. You and I are very lucky that...
So lucky.
We have, you know, I actually sometimes say to Dutch, it's a good job that I don't speak the same language as your mum, because I wouldn't even be in a relationship with you. I'd be moving in with her. I love her.
Yeah, I really liked her.
Good luck to you, honey.
I've never really had that rub with mother-in-laws. I've got a good relationship with my boyfriend's mum. But even my ex-boyfriend, I adored his mother. Adored her. So I can imagine it's really, really hard. It's hard when you don't get on. It's hard.
And they're not your family.
No, and that's it. But they're so important to the person that you love the most. We've all got our crosses to bear, Jules. Non-stop.
Hey, Jules. I have a dilemma for you. I'm an exercise teacher. And in the past, and it happens sort of every now and again, but certainly in the past, I have a gentleman who comes into my class who wears very baggy shorts. And underneath the shorts, I don't think he has... Well, I know he doesn't have anything else on. Let's be fair here. And some of the exercises, as you can imagine, you're lying on the floor. He moves a leg, or his legs might be in the air. And one, anyway, if you can... kind of imagine where I'm going with this, I can see everything. So the poached eggs fall out of the shorts and it's there for me to see.
And I'm not convinced that it's on purpose or whether he just... You must know, right, that you've got a lot of breeze around your bits and that you probably should be wearing something underneath them. So is he doing it to try and embarrass me, or do I say something like, you know, do you think you could buy a new pair of proper exercise shorts? Or just kind of, you must know what's going in? Or actually, are you just trying to make me blush and embarrass me? So there's my poached egg, a testicle bollock dilemma. Thanks for helping. Aww. Bye.
Love her art.
I'm just going to actually quickly text the cafe that we were going to, because I just want to cancel my order, because I did put poached eggs on toast, and I don't think I can look
I'm
at them and say
anymore.
No. Cancel the eggs.
I don't
cancel
want
the eggs.
Love her art.
Oh.
I actually have experienced something Vivi similar.
Okay, share.
Right, so you know I have people that were coming around the house to help with the house.
Oh my God, I forgot that this situation happened.
Right.
I had erased this from my, because I witnessed this.
Oh,
the story.
God.
I witnessed
yes.
this in your house. I forgot.
So,
oh my God.
I was doing the house up. So I had, you know, labourers, plasterers, plumbers, painters, you know, these kinds of helpers. And I had like a really lovely relationship with everyone. You know, if they're making a cuppa, I'll have one. If I've got the kettle on, all pally. But one of them, his trousers were always so, so low. I'm talking like I could see like pubic hair. I could see the whole, do you remember? Well, oh, that's right, we were there.
It's an image that I can't erase
yeah.
now that you've brought it back.
Yeah.
I also just hate that you said pubic hair.
Yeah,
it just runs through me so badly.
So give you the ick. But I could just see the whole situation. And Kev could see the whole situation. And so it would become this.
And it wasn't like just a conservatory that needed painting. This was a full renovation.
Yeah.
So he was positively booked up.
Yeah.
Booked up.
But I'm talking like to sort of, I mean, it was, you know, they would be sort of down to there, wouldn't they?
I think that's kind.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
And so I would just be sort of talking about something, you know, I don't know, hole in the wall or whatever, but I would just not be able to even glance down because his cock was in my conservatory.
No one needs cock face.
No.
Just absolutely no way.
I'm not after that if it's all the same. So I do, I really sympathise. What I would say is you have to give people the benefit of the doubt because he probably doesn't know. Some people are unaware.
I'm going to chime in as somebody who has this, but please carry on.
No, that's, yeah. Maybe she could buy him some for Christmas or something as a secret Santa gift.
I think we've got multiple options. Mm-hmm. As someone who is kind of, I do favour a hot pant in some classes.
Yeah.
I will do a test at home, a little lunge in front of the mirror and be like, are we tumbling? No, we're good. We're bagged up. Also tight underwear just to keep everything in place. He obviously feels very comfortable with you.
Which is lovely.
I think that's very nice. But I think you could make the studio cold, add a little breeze, a light breeze moving in.
Yeah.
Maybe suggest that his current sartorial choices would not be the best for flexibility and fitness. You could say, oh, you might feel better getting this pair of shorts. You might be able to move better, not really leaning into bollock chat.
Yeah.
Swerve
that. Yeah,
it's the spilling out that I can't unsee. You know, a downward dog will never be the same again, would it?
No. Oh.
Like an old grandfather clock just staring at you.
Yeah, I think she should buy him some tight lycra for Christmas.
Yeah. And just not say anything.
Oh, I've got you these.
I thought you might like them.
I've tried them. They're brilliant, actually.
Or you could actually, you know what, I'm thinking a hammam towel, just lightly placed over the top, a modesty towel.
Yeah.
And just as the exercises continue, just say, do you know what, Gary? I'm just going to give you just this light, gorgeous hammam towel that matches with the mats and the walls and everything. And we're just going to work out underneath that.
Tie the whole aesthetic together.
Yeah.
There you go. You're welcome.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
We sorted that
Cheers
one.
Cheers so much. Perfect. Love that for us.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey Jules, so I've got a dilemma for you. My wonderful husband-to-be really enjoys getting undressed at the end of the day, ready to get into the bed, and just leaves all of his clothes in a little pile at the end of his bed, at the end of our bed, on the floor. And yeah, obviously that drives me a little bit mental because they seem to just stay there. They don't ever seem to be tidied up. And I don't want to, you know, be the kind of nagging partner, but it really does get on my tits. So any advice, very much welcome. Thanks. Bye.
I feel that was more of an offload than a dilemma.
Dump him. Yeah. You don't need that negativity in your life, babe. Jules and I, we're very similar in that our houses are our...
It's a sanctum.
Yeah.
And it's a... Your house really is a it's a continuous piece of work. And the vibe is set. From the moment you open your eyes to the moment you shut them, it must be perfection at all times. So if somebody thinks that it is quite okay to ruin that level of perfection, how do we feel about that, Stace?
I'm in complete agreement with you.
Angry.
I love the house when it's just I don't like chaos in the house. I don't like a sink full of dishes. I don't like, you know, pants around the bed. Obviously, you know, we're not living in a
great world. We're not on Marie Kondo.
Yeah, we're not Marie Kondo. I know the house is a shithole sometimes, but tidy up after yourself.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. Tidy up after yourself because that lalabo's burning in the corner. It's the very least you can do.
Exactly.
I've made my contribution. You make yours.
Hundy pee.
Yeah.
The vibe has been set.
Yeah.
I don't want... Like, I would actually make a joke of it. And I do this with Dutch sometimes because Dutch is... guilty of a shoe at the door.
Okay, yeah.
I can be guilty of pants on the floor. I can be because I'm in a rush, we're moving on. But nobody wants to have this scene of somebody being vaporised at the end of the day.
No, they absolutely like, don't.
Oh, okay, so a massacre's happened here. We don't need to look at it. Mm-hmm. I think we've got some options. Mm-hmm. And I think if clothes off, vaporising and into bed is just part of your other half's nighttime regime, because God knows we've all got them, haven't we? Then we need to add a little step in. So maybe there could be some kind of, I don't know, laundry bassinet carefully placed near the pillows, just like you can put it all in here.
Mm.
So it minimal effort for them, but then it gets put away.
Yeah.
It then is up to them to do their own laundry. And if the bassinet fills up, well, that's not your problem, sister.
I know. God, it's funny, isn't it? I'm really particular about the house. It's like when there are glasses left in the bedroom. I think this isn't a bar. This isn't a pub.
This is not an ale house. No.
Get them glasses off fucking side and put them in the dishwasher, please.
Nobody wants to be walking through the house with all the stuff. It's not Oktoberfest. It's not just all the glasses going back down to the thing. No.
But love it. He's just thinking, oh, you know, I'm just taking my clothes off because I'm going to bed. Some guys just don't think about aesthetics. They just really don't.
No.
Kev didn't for a long time.
No. Dutch has learned.
He's been brought up to speed.
Yeah. If I could just show you slide 6 of the mood board of this house.
Oh, my boy. Poor man. It's busy.
Dear Jules, can I say no to being a bridesmaid? One of my oldest friends is getting married and I'm so happy for her. She's ecstatic, glowing, and she just deserves all the good things in the world. She's asked me to be a bridesmaid, and the thing is, I just don't think I have bandwidth for it the way my life is right now. I've been a bridesmaid for some of our other friends in years gone by. And, you know, when that role is given to me, I do it. I am on the phone calls to the designer. I am navigating the mother-in-law dilemmas. I am checking their seating chart. I am there. I take it on like a part-time job. The thing is, though, now I have two small children. I'm juggling multiple jobs. I have older relatives who are really dependent on me now. And I just don't think I have space to do a good job as her bridesmaid. I don't know if it is better to be shitty up front and tell her no, or to say yes and then, you know, feel shitty through the year that I'm not doing the job that I think I should be doing. I don't want to be letting her down. And I also don't want to be thinking of this privilege as a chore. I don't know what to do. And I want to do the thing that is best for her. I just don't know what that is. Please tell me. Thank you.
What a sweetheart.
Oh, I have a lot to say.
Love you.
Yeah. Love you. Have you been a bridesmaid?
Yes, but for my mum.
So it's not a role that you've done a lot of?
No.
It can be a bit of a bore like
a lot of admin.
Yeah. Well, what I found is there are often different roles each bridesmaid plays. There's the one that doesn't really do that much,
that
but on
me.
The day is great because it's opening bubbles and getting the party going. It's usually a role I would actually take. There's the one that's neurotic and plans everything down to a T, which, I'm going to be honest with this dilemma, sounds like you could be leaning into this. There's the one that's like not happy with the dress, causes a bit of problems and things going wrong. And then there's usually like a sister-in-law or someone who's like, how have I ended up here? Like, what is this? I think that being a bridesmaid doesn't have to be the role that you think it is. And the bride might actually just want you there getting ready on the day.
Part of the circle.
Yeah, but at the same time at my wedding, there was a couple of my mates that I actually said to, I'm not going to ask you to be a bridesmaid because I want you to actually enjoy the day and enjoy being here and enjoy Amsterdam in the morning. You don't need to be part of this vibe. So,
and what a day it was.
And what a day it was. Thanks so much. I would actually say just sit down and have a coffee and rip the band-aid off. I don't think it's being a dick. I think sometimes everything you want is on the other side of a difficult conversation.
Right.
You're welcome. You can take that with you today.
I echo that. I think you're totally right. I think it shows that, you know, she's really giving it serious thought. And she said at the start of the dilemma, do you know, I'm so made up for her and I love her and she deserves it all. Da-da-da-da-da. But you just say that. You know, I want your day to be so bloody brilliant and I just want to make sure you feel so on top of the world. I don't know if I feel like I could facilitate in that way. What can I do?
Oh, for me. And it's not that I don't want to be a bridesmaid. Oh. I'm just saying I can't be the bridesmaid you want me to be.
See.
And I will be there. I'll be in your pictures. I'll have the dress on. I'll do all of that. But the Bluetooth headset is on furlough. The clipboards are away. She's a full-time mum. She's helping out with other areas of the family.
Mm.
I think it's okay to say no.
And she'll get it.
We're all grown up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
She'll get it. She'll get it.
Because being a bridesmaid does come with gifts. And we do like gifts.
I do love a gift.
We do like gifts.
I'm useless, though. And I understand. I mean, a couple of my pals have got married recently. I understand why I'm never asked to be a bridesmaid, because I'm useless. I can't organise anything. I'm so last minute. I never reply to the group WhatsApp. Just tell me the time and tell me the address and I'll be there. Do you know what I mean?
I think actually you should be more Stacey.
Oh.
I think we could take actually a bit of that.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be asked to be a bridesmaid, let's just adopt that behaviour. What would
Stacey
do?
Just undersell
just
yourself.
Don't turn up.
Yes.
Don't reply to WhatsApps. Just go aloof. Just be rogue.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah, I think that's very helpful, actually.
There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Stace.
Jules.
You have been so faboosh on Dial a Dilemma.
So fun.
The sofa, the agony aunt suits she, I must say.
I love it. I love this. I'm having so, I I'm so...
Are you okay? You need the defibrillator.
I'm so invested in your new pod.
Thanks so
Perhaps
much.
I could come back for series two.
Well, you have given great advice. I have to say, what have we learned today?
Yeah.
So we've learned that murrayments kind of sound like inheritance. Yeah. And mother-in-laws can be very difficult to navigate.
Mm.
We've learned that cycling shorts can be an instructor's best friend, along with her mam towels.
The hammam towels. I wonder if she'll take you up on that. Yeah.
Do slide into the DMs. I do have a whole collection of hammams at home. And also that you don't have to be the bridesmaid if you don't want to be. Mm. And that if you want to say no, you can do.
And that is totally, totally okay. And the pal will get it. She really will get it.
And bassinets by the bed are great for underwear.
I feel I might have gone in a bit too hard on him.
Stuff?
My immediate response was, dump him!
Yeah.
Just wanted
Here we go, the old back covering.
That Stacey Dooley told me to dump him and now I'm single. He was the love of my life. I've had a great time. This is so fun.
Thank you so much
for having me.
Oh, babe, just so welcome. Till next time.
Babes, keep your questions and stories coming in. You know you can find the number to Dial a Dilemma in the episode description. Hit me up on WhatsApp. Send me the voice note. Remember to hit follow and subscribe so you don't miss an ep. Rate the podcast on your subscription app. It really does help, babe. And who knows, you might be in the show next week. Don't forget, babes, you have absolutely got this. And in the words of Kylie Minogue, I believe in you. And remember, babes, keep it classy, a little bit trashy, and always sassy. Until next time, bye.